Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, maybe my wife was right. Maybe I am a better handicapper when I'm under the weather. And guess what? I'm sick again today, so that may bode well for us. We'll find out as we try to make it three straight winning days here on the podcast. But before we get to today's card, I have to reflect on last night because it was one of those nights as a handicapper. It was tough to go to bed. So much adrenaline, so much, I was so happy to be quite honest. It was just sheer joy of what transpired in the previous couple hours where we kind of pulled things out of the fire. So let's go through our card yesterday. It starts in the Big East, DePaul and St. John's. Some of you played it at 4.5. Some of you played it at 5.5. We played it at 5, finished right on the number. So we pushed that game. Next up in the SEC, we played Florida. They never made it really that competitive. So we lose on the Gators. They disappointed me. Also in the SEC, we played Ole Miss plus the 16. They should have won the game in regulation. They end up losing in overtime, but that was never in doubt. That was an easy winner for us on the Tigers. Then in the Missouri Valley, Evansville canceled because of COVID. You got to mix one of those in once in a while. Then it gets fun. The final two games were a thrill ride for us. Let's start with Syracuse and college basketball at Miami. We're up 18 in the first half. Should be an easy winner for us. We're up 14 at halftime. Okay, we're okay. Next thing I know, Syracuse gets blitzed and they're down 7. We're down 8 with about 4 minutes to go. We start battling back and forth. We make it interesting. Foul game starts. Then they only make one of two free throws. So it's a 4-point lead with 3 seconds to go. We get the ball, come down, and it's like, okay, if you hit the two, I'll push. I'll take it. No, we hit the meaningless three. We lose by 1. No time to foul. And we get the win at a plus 2 on the Cuse. Oh, was that a sweet one. But then it gets better. We go to the NHL. And by the way, I never played hockey. I can't skate. But the final 5 minutes of an NHL game, when you play the puck line at a minus 1.5, there might not be a thrilling sport besides hockey. I mean, it is so fun when you're laying the 1.5 and it comes down to the extra attacker against the empty net and down the stretch we come. So in this one, we're down 3-2 with about 7 minutes to go, 8 minutes to go. We score a goal to tie it. We come back seconds later and take the lead 4-3. Then fast forward to the final 2 minutes. We get an extra goal. We make it 5-3. We hold off the extra attacker, and we skate in with the victory on the puck line. Yes, Pittsburgh got it done for us against St. Louis, and it turned around our night. We go from thinking we're going to have a losing night to maybe we're going to have a night where we just lose the juice to all of a sudden it turns into a profitable night. It wasn't a banner night. We've had better nights, don't get me wrong, but it's so nice when it comes out of the fire like it did last night. So let's get to the card today. Well, actually, before we get to the card today, I just want to highlight something about our NHL performance. In the NHL now, we are 31-45. That's good enough for 40.7%. So on the surface, that looks terrible. We're only hitting at 40.7%. But this is the value of playing the puck line only on the plus side. With that winning percentage, we have profit of $665. So just something to keep in mind, when you lay the juice, you got to hit it on much higher percent. When you're playing the plus side like we do on the puck line, boy, it's kind of nice. 40% and you have 6.5 units up, we'll take that. So now let's get to our plays for today. And guess what? The PGA Golf is back and we're going to play Colin Morikawa plus 125 over Justin Thomas. So this line is available on DraftKings. One of the challenges with PGA golf matchups is the fact that they get weighted so quickly with the juice. It's tough to find a minus 110. This time around, we're just going to play the plus side to begin with. So I know Justin Thomas has bones on the bag, and apparently he's been shooting some lights out practice rounds, but I'm getting the number 2 player in the world on the plus side. Morikawa has the opportunity to live out his lifelong dream and become the number 1 player in the world. It's like 5 different scenarios where he can overtake Jon Rahm this week. And you know what? I'm not going to bet against him. So I'm going to take the number 2 player in the world on the plus side, Colin Morikawa, plus 125 over Justin Thomas. Now let's go to the frozen pond where we like Boston, minus the 1.5 over Minnesota at a plus 145. So the Bruins have won 3 straight. The Wild, they're on the opposite end. They've now lost 5 straight. Minnesota has been a good road team this year. They're 9-7-1 on the road, but I do expect a little bit of the Winter Classic hangover tonight. Plus, Minnesota, they're shaking things up a little bit, bringing up a lot of talent from Iowa. I think the Bruins are going to be a little too much tonight, so I'm going to take Boston minus the 1.5 over Minnesota at a plus 145. Now we go to college basketball. So here we go. At least something positive is coming from all the COVID cancellations. We get a pop-up game today at a neutral site, a junior college gym of all things in Utah, between two mid-major powers, San Francisco and Loyola of Chicago. They're ranked number 2 and number 3 in the mid-major top 25 behind the Zags of Gonzaga. These two teams are going to make some noise come tournament time in March. Trust me. The Dons are 13-1. The Ramblers are 9-2. I like the Ramblers' resume, though, and their experience just a tad bit more. So I'm going to lay the 1.5 with Loyola of Chicago over San Francisco. Next up, we go to Indiana, where we're going to play the Hoosiers minus 2 over Ohio State. So IU returns home 1-2 in the Big Ten after a very disappointing loss at Penn State. We bet on them, so I know how disappointing it was. Meanwhile, the Buckeyes, they come into this one 3-0 in the conference after escaping Nebraska with that win in overtime. The Hoosiers have yet to lose at home this season. I think that trend will continue tonight. I'm on Indiana minus the 2 over Ohio State. Next up, we go to the Queen City. We're going to play Cincinnati minus the 2 over SMU. So Cincy is 0-1 in conference after being upset by Tulane at home on Saturday. That was an ugly loss. Not the start the Bearcat fans expected. The Mustangs, meanwhile, they're 2-0 in conference after a very impressive 12-point win over Central Florida on Sunday. SMU has won 8 straight, but that streak stops tonight in the Queen City. I'm taking the Bearcats, an angry group of Bearcats, by the way, minus the 2 over SMU. Then your final game of the card, we're going to the Big Ten. We're going to bet on one of the teams I never get right. We're going to take Iowa plus the 2.5 at Wisconsin. Yeah, I struggle with Badger bets. I get it. But I needed to play a dog tonight, and this was the one with the least amount of fleas. Wisconsin is coming off the huge upset win at Purdue. I always like to fade teams in that spot. Iowa, meanwhile, they won their first conference game with a very underwhelming performance against Maryland this week. Coach Fran has won 4 straight against the Badgers. He might have Coach Gard's number. We'll find out. I'm going to take Iowa on the road for the upset tonight, plus the 2.5. So let's recap your card for today. In the PGA Golf, we're going to take Colin Morikawa for the entire tournament over Justin Thomas at a plus 125. In the NHL, we're on the Bruins of Boston, minus the 1.5 over the Wild of Minnesota at a plus 145. In college basketball, we're on Loyola of Chicago, minus the 1.5 over San Francisco. We're on Indiana, minus the 2 over Ohio State in a Big Ten battle. We're on Cincinnati, minus the 2 over SMU. And we go back to the Big Ten for the final game on the card. We're taking the Hawkeyes of Iowa, plus the 2.5 at Wisconsin. So that's your card for a Thursday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.